Y déjame cancelen.
Welcome to the Broski Doodles podcast, the best podcast in all of the land. It's your boy Kiko Flo, Kiko Cervantes, the guy with the accent. And on the other side of the world is Chef Maurice Patents. A lot of restaurants want him back, but he says no, no, no. Thank you for joining us today. We got a lot of good topics today, and we try to, you know, bring the flow, bring the happiness, bring that vibe to you guys starting the week. How you doing, Chef Mariski? How are things?
The other guy with the accent.
The other guy with the accent. That. Yeah, I forgot to say that, for real. And some people would say the thicker accent. Thicker. You don't want to do hard R.
No, please. Hard A.
Hard A, yeah. Well, you have the A's at the top. The athletics. Remind
the
me
asses.
Remind me where they're from.
They used to be in Oakland.
Oh, shit.
Now they're in Sacramento.
Sacramento.
And soon to be Las Vegas.
Okay. Everything ends up there. The Raiders.
That's
are there
where we're
now.
All gonna end up.
In Vegas?
Have you ever been?
I've never been, no. Actually.
Is it a place you would want to visit?
I do want to visit, but not in the same way a lot of people have it in their mind to go to Vegas. Like, oh, I want to go to Vegas, the betting, you know, the stuff. I do want to see some of the shows, some of the lifestyle in the, what do they call it? The drive,
strip.
The strip. Yeah, the drive. But I'm actually more interested in the suburbs of Vegas. I actually hear it's a really good place to buy a house because the prices are down if you go towards the suburbs.
It's hot as fuck, though.
It is hot. And then you have amazing mountains around. I want to go to the, what's it
Grand
called?
Canyon.
The Grand Canyon. My sister went to and did a little tour, and she says it was amazing. So yeah, I definitely want to go to that area and get to know all the canyons.
I think I've been twice. And I don't like it.
Mm.
So the first time I wanted to do the trip, you know, go to the casino, go to a show, go to a restaurant.
Right,
we
whore.
Did all that.
What?
What? The weed ski is legal.
Oh,
there.
The weed is there? Is it legal? Recently.
I think some years. I don't know. And the second time we went, we stayed in the strip because the hotels were cheaper, but we went outside. So we went to like the Hoover Dam.
You I want to go
big
there
dam.
Too.
That's
Damn.
In between. That's in between Nevada and Arizona. So you're like in two states, and then as soon as you cross the border, the time changes because in Arizona,
and then ice comes. Oh no, that's a different border. Okay.
And we also went to like the canyons that are around, not the Grand Canyon, but the canyons that are around the desert.
The minor canyons.
It's very nice. Vegas, not so much. Like
I mean, the actual strip. I mean, I also hear like the strip used to be something where things weren't extremely expensive. You could go get drinks at the casino. Now everything's super expensive. So they're becoming kind of like Disneyland.
There.
Disneyland, where everything's just ridiculously expensive. Mm. And it's no longer the magic world that you thought when you were little.
We went to a show, but like a Cirque du Soleil show.
Oh, Cirque du Soleil. I hear it's amazing, Cirque du Soleil.
It was very good. And what else? We went to like a couple of casinos.
I mean, I'd be down to take like shrooms and go to the Sphere and watch like, I don't know, Taking Back Sunday, for example.
Or would you go to the U2 concert?
Yeah, I'll do whatever there with shrooms.
I think I would do any concert that's there just to have a good time.
Yeah, with the Portobellos.
Right. Real
right.
Portobellos.
We'll get our wives to pick us up after. We don't even have to drive.
They can go to the casino.
Right.
Or maybe they want to partake.
Yeah, maybe they want to partake and we just get a babysitter. That we just pick one night from like a website in Vegas. 4.7. Okay, Emily, come over. dude, I wanted to speak to you about some crazy shit. I had a nice little weekend, actually. You know, my girlfriend Sundays, the last Sunday, she's been like wanting to have these little dates. And I'm like, you know, let me give it to her. Like, I mean the dates right now. Like, I'm like, you
I
know,
mean, you still can give it to her.
Yeah.
Lay down the pipe and shit.
And I do. Right.
Okay.
I,
good
I,
job.
I must.
Good job.
I must.
High five.
High five, my wife. But I try. I try to be, you know, I try to be a good soon-to-be husband, right? Like, hey, let's go out. Let's do plans. Because you know me. I could just stay home playing Magic, playing Arc Raiders, and we're good. Right. I put a little, you know, World War II documentary. That's my thing.
Maybe we can be playing Arc Raiders, right? You could be getting a job done. Mm-hmm. A job, and then it could be like a family thing. You know, you and I were playing Arc Raiders, and then you're getting some love behind the scenes.
Damn. For some reason, that just doesn't sound appealing, but I get you. You want to have at least the possibility.
What if on Arc Raiders, I changed my voice to the hot woman, that, you know, voice number 9.
Imagine I'm getting a job by my wife, but I'm hearing your girl voice on Raiders. Right. Imagine the fucked up shit in my brain. I mean, how did you not just go crazy after that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, the other day we were playing Arc Raiders, and for people that don't know, it's an amazing game. And you can actually change your voice, and it's very realistic. So another friend of ours was speaking in that girl voice, and he actually sounded hot. I was like, you continue like that, I'm going to rip up your booty hole. And he got scared, so he changed
it. Damn.
No, but so we went on a little date. And, you know, there's a few places that I know for sure I'm going to like what we're going to eat. But my girlfriend never wants those places, right? She wants this new place that she saw on Instagram, of course.
Okay. Give her credit. Give her credit there. She's trying something new.
Yeah, she wants to try new things. But I'm like the type where I don't like to get screwed.
Bro, let go a little bit, dude.
No. But, hey, wait. All right, you still got to do some research, right? Because... So I told her, okay, let's try a new place, but let me, like, do my research. So out of all the places, we're trying to do, like, Korean barbecue. We did our research. We looked at reviews. We looked at pictures, etc. And we found a Korean fried chicken place, and we went. Fucking amazing. I send you pictures. Spicy, and it was really spicy. Because here in Spain, when they say spicy, it's like, it has pepper. Because Spanish people don't really like spicy.
Right.
They're not huge on it. They have some things with spicy, but not, you know, not the spicy we like. You know, we like the Mexican spicy. We like that Thailand lady boy spicy. So this shit was fucking spicy, right? Like Korean, like North Korea against South Korea spicy, right? Mm. And after that, I took it to another bar that I knew around the area where they do these little hot dogs that I send you a picture to. Can you pull up the pictures? I think people might be interested.
Yeah. Sorry.
And the hot dogs, they put, what they do is they bake the bread with the sausage inside. So it's like a hot dog that's been impregnated. I don't know. You got to see it to believe it. And it was all right. I mean, I think it was more of the novelty than the taste. But it's a very Spanish old bar. And I kind of wanted that experience, right? Like I wanted like a Spanish older man to treat me bad while he serves me a beer. That's sort of what I look for on a Sunday afternoon. And I got it.
Hold on, I'm having...
And cut. Okay, so while you find it, I just want to, you know, continue my tale on what our little adventure was. And then after that, it was around 4. I was like, should we go to the movie theater? Right? I haven't gone to the theater in a while. And you know me, I'm a little bit of a movie buff, right? So we search online, and the theater that's in front of my house, that's very nice. It's like VIP, not that many seats, and they're like couches. They're very comfortable. They had a screening for the new Timothy Chalamet movie, Marty Supreme, but it was like at 10:30 in the evening, and it was a Sunday night. You know, there's work the next day, so it wasn't, you know, the best sort of time. And then we found another theater, and they had it for like 8:30 p.m. So we're like, perfect. We bought the tickets. Then I started getting a little tired. And I was like, did we fuck up? You know that feeling you get where it's like you made plans, now you bought tickets, and you're like, fuck, I kind of just want to go home on a Sunday and watch shit at home. Okay, I'll get back to that little story. So here we went to the Korean place. Bro, this shit was fire as fuck. The fries in the middle had some spicy chili sauce. Super spicy. You have some like corn on the cob, but with like sprinkles of ribs and cheese and spicy. Amazing. And then 3 different chickens, 1 honey mustard, 1 barbecue spicy, and then 1 like I don't know, Thailand, Ladyboy, Spice. I don't really remember the name. But they were all fucking fire. And we had some Japanese beers. One Chinese, one Japanese. I try to keep a balance. So I had a Tsingtao, which is Chinese beer, and then a Asahi, which is Japanese beer. This is one of these places that I met for the first time, and now it's in my list of certified
you're
locals
go every
by Kiko.
Week?
Yeah, well, not every week, but once you're here, for example, I'll take you here.
I'll go.
But I just want to go with you. We'll leave the girls like in a shopping mall or some shit. And it's just you and me.
The food looks good.
I want to put like some spice in the pinino. Get it tingling.
Wait, what?
And then if you could show the hot dogs we had after. I think you have that picture as well. So, I mean, this is not like an amazing, you know, fucking culinary art. This is like a little bar from the barrio, right? From the hood. But you see the nice cold beer. You see the nice little Spanish table. And what it is they bake the bread with the sausage in there. I mean, to be honest, it is very sexual. It almost looks like a pinino releasing his energy, which is fucking weird. But they use homemade ketchup or tomato sauce and homemade mustard. Because if you look, the mustard is whiter than yellow.
Mm.
But anyways,
I thought it was
you
cheese.
Eat, yeah, me too. It looked more like cheese, but no, it's like this weird mustard. But I don't know. It's first time I see something like this, you know, where they put it in.
I still can't get over the how sexual it looks.
So then we go into the, you know, online store while we're at the bar and we select seats, right? And I'm like, perfect. There's some seats available at the very top in the middle. Perfect. We get the seats. Then we go home because it's 4. The theater's at 8:30. Let's take a little rest. While I'm at home, I'm like, damn. I kind of don't want to go to the theater anymore, right? Like, I just want to chill, stay home. But we're like, hey, we already bought the tickets. We have plans. You know what we have to do as a couple more? Do plans.
Right.
So we go to the movie theater. And this is one of those movie theaters like U.S. style. Huge ass
couches.
No couches. Like normal seating.
Recliners.
But it's a huge ass theater. It's one of these movie theaters that has like a lot of different screenings. And each of them is super huge. Like I'm talking about 300 people seating.
Damn.
Like, you know, like it reminded me of when we used to go to the Movie Co. Theater, right? That had 24... What are they called? The fucking rooms.
Cinemas?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
for some reason, it's not coming to me right now.
I drew a blank, too.
Yeah, it has, you know,
rooms?
Whatever. Rooms, yeah, it's not rooms, but anyways. This one has a lot of them.
Theaters, small theaters.
Yeah, I guess theaters. How many theaters does it have? Well, it has
24.
A lot. 24, the one we used to go to. Movie Code 24, that's what it was called. Now it's called Cinemark. I think it was bought. But that theater was huge. I mean, if you can put the Movie Co theater we used to go to when we were kids, because this shit was made as an Egyptian pyramid. It was beautiful. And when we were kids, we used to go there a lot because that's where you met the chicks. When you were 15, you would go to the movie theater to meet the chicks. Did we get any chicks? Of course not. But
and do things.
And do things.
My
first pinino release was in that movie theater.
Okay. With a woman, because you had release
at home. Yeah. With my girlfriend of 16, I was 17, I believe. Legal.
Damn. Can you elaborate more?
Nah, I can't. I shouldn't even be talking about this. This is pretty personal.
Name?
I feel vulnerable.
Gender?
This is like one of my first girlfriends, Colombian. All right, so look. What?
I know her, right?
Yeah, you know her. I'm pretty sure. Are you looking for the place?
Yeah, I was also thinking about your release.
It was like the hot dog I showed you. And you know, at
liquid,
that age,
like very watery.
At that age, you know, it was a different thing. You know, the pinino was strong as fuck, so it would it was quite the release.
Damn. I have it.
That shows.
Hold on.
So this is a big-ass movie. So anyways, I just wanted to show the people because this was a huge theater, the one we went to. The one we go near my house is like more VIP. It's like 30 seats, couches, very nice. And the one we went to yesterday was more like this. Huge. I mean, it looks smaller than what I imagine it, right? In my, because we're so little then.
Yeah. Well, actually, I went recently and it looks, it felt
still
smaller.
Huge. It feels smaller, right?
It feels smaller. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It feels smaller. Once you're in it, it feels smaller.
We went to see Marty Supreme, the new Timothy Chalamet movie.
Timothée.
And bro, something happened to us that has never happened to me because I'm so cautious about everything. I like to buy my seats for concerts, for movies, for them to be perfect the way that I like it. So me as a retard.
Of course. Didn't read it right.
I thought the screen was on the other side. So we literally bought seats that were right in front of the screen. And in my mind, we bought tickets at the very top.
You're like, how can this be available?
So yeah, I'm like, this is funny. Everybody bought at the front. That's weird. So we get to the top, and then we get early. I like to get there early.
Of course,
15 minutes before. I have my popcorn. I start eating, and I get the big ass.
15?
I only 15. The main reason I go to the theater is to get the popcorn. I love movie popcorn.
Tasty.
Movie theater popcorn, because the microwave one is never the same. And there's this other Venezuelan group that comes through, and they're sitting next to us. And I'm like, oh, well, I have this seat, but it's cool. I move over one. Like, there were a lot of seats available when we checked. So, it's cool. I move another. And she's like, well, but I actually have that seat. And they were cordial. I was cordial. And then I looked at the seats, and I'm like, well, I have this one. Which one do you have? And she shows a different number. I'm like, and they were like, I think you got the ones at the front. And I'm like, God damn it. So I start looking, and indeed, we figured out, oh, yeah, we fucked up. I never do this, but we fucked up. So
first
we look,
row.
Yeah, first row. And I was like, it makes sense, because when I bought it, it was next to the people that have a wheelchair. So I'm like, it makes sense, right? But in the other movie theater I go, it's the other way around. Instead of you entering from the bottom and going to the top, you enter from the top and then go down. So normally the people in wheelchair go at the top. In this theater, they go at the bottom. I don't know if it's a discrimination thing, but whatever. So check, because you would think, right? You would think if you're in a wheelchair, motherfucker, put me at the top in the best seats. Anyways, we figured out we fucked up. The theater's getting full. So now we go online and we check which seats are available so we can just sit there, right?
Right.
But then even then, people are buying tickets right on the line. So what we're doing is we found some seats at the top, we go to the corner, and my girlfriend goes online and reserves those seats. My fiance goes and reserves those seats, and he gives you a 15-minute window to buy them. And we're just blocking the seats because the theater is getting packed.
We hacked the system.
Yeah, we hacked the system. We're blocking the seats. And then we think everybody got in because the movie started. Mm. But bro, people kept going in. And these
and
are
knowing you, you're freaking the fuck out.
I'm freaking out every new because like every two people that come in, I'm like they're about these seats. They're gonna come here, and we have to move like the fucking riffraff, right? Mm. But thankfully it worked. We were able to block the seats continuously. But one thing that bothered me, okay, obviously we fucked up. We got the wrong seats. But what's up with people coming into the movie 40 minutes in?
What's the fucking point at that point?
Bro, like, get the fuck out. Like, come watch it tomorrow, dog. Because this is the thing. Let's say you come late to a theater, right?
Come watch it tomorrow.
Like, you come late, right? And because you're late, I saw some seats that were available and I took them. I almost feel like they're still your seats, but you kind of don't have the same right. Because I waited until I made sure, okay, everybody came in. Now let me get one that's available. And now you want to come.
You didn't wait long enough. Maybe you needed to wait an hour in.
An hour in, right. I needed to wait till the movie ended. But thankfully, we were able to block the seats. But my girlfriend was like continuously looking into her phone, blocking seats because it gives you 15 minutes. Then you got to select it again. Don't remind me. I can return that ring at any moment. It's still within warranty. So
would you wear a ring?
When the time comes.
When you marry? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the right thing to do?
It is, because you'll make it easier. You know how many hoes. I got a fucking block every day from coming at me.
Okay.
But you know what's the fucked up part? Is that when they see the ring, they want it more.
Right.
Because that's how they are.
All of them. I didn't wear a ring for like a year and a half.
That's fucked up.
And then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to buy this ring. And then it's the same ring that like gets me a heart rate and how I'm sleeping and all that shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your wedding ring.
And I use it as a wedding ring. So it never stops working.
So you never got a wedding band?
No.
You got one for your significant other?
Yeah. Well, she got one for herself.
Okay, that's fucking weird.
It is weird. I wasn't really prepared for this.
And you think
for the
people,
marriage part.
Yeah, I kind of don't want it. Okay, and you think and you think going around with a fucking Apple ring signifies to the hoes that you're married? No.
I think so.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, until I just told you, you didn't know it was one of those.
No, I mean, I definitely knew that wasn't a wedding band. Who the fuck wears that? It has to be a gold, you know, sliver.
No.
No? Am I wrong in that?
Damn, you fucking baby boomer right now, dog.
Is that fuck? I mean, I always thought like the wedding band is a gold sliver band. No. I mean, that's what I'm going to get.
I don't like gold stuff.
Okay.
Like, I don't like gold.
Okay.
That's a chain or whatever. So I wouldn't wear gold. And I don't, silver is like very blah.
So is it gay that I recently started wearing a chain and a bracelet, silver?
You should wear it outside the shirt. That's all the kids wear now.
Yeah, but if I wear it outside the shirt, I feel like I'm a fucking idiot.
It looks more like a choker, though.
Yeah, it's a choker. It's little because I didn't want something super, you know, I wanted it classy. But it might be part of the midlife crisis that now I'm getting a chain. I'm getting into watches.
Whenever you get married, you should do it here in the States. And then as a gift, I can give you a Cuban lynch.
A Cuban lynch?
Link.
Link. Cuban lynch is a whole different thing. Look, when I get married, it's most likely going to be in Spain. And you got to come here, motherfucker. So
save up. I will go.
Save up.
I'm already saving up, dog.
All right. So check me out. I watched the movie. By the way, I fucking loved it. I recommend you go watch it. Timothée Chalamet.
I was planning on going.
Yo, Timothée Chalamet. I didn't give him credit before. What do you mean, Timothée? It's not Timothée.
He said that his name is Timothée.
Really?
Yeah. But all everybody calls him Timothy.
Okay, Timothée Chalamet. Chalamet. Anyway,
you're gonna say it right for the hoes.
That motherfucker is killing it, bro. He's so good.
Is he the
next? I see him like as a young Leonardo DiCaprio. Not because he's fucking young women, but because his acting is on point. He has so much confidence. He was like a producer in the movie himself. Tyler, the Creator, is part of the movie. He's funny as hell. Gwyneth Paltrow is in it. Kevin O'Leary is in it. The movie is amazing. It's different. It's a little weird. But the music they use is all of this like 80s music, you know? Like very, like pianos, like electrical synthesizers, like pound, pound, pound. Bro,
what
the movie's
movie
fun. It's kind of like based vaguely in the story of this dude that was a ping pong player in the 50s. And
so
his story, he was kind of like a hustler in New York playing ping pong. No, he wasn't Chinese. He beat a Japanese guy. But the movie has crude humor. It has fun scenes. You know what it is? Even though I have some critiques for the movie to me feels like the vision of somebody that wanted to do something fresh and unique and did it. And didn't have no fucking executives trying to put in some woke shit, some gay dumb shit. No, I'm talking about some real ass cinema. I swear to God, I loved it.
I'm going to see if I watch it and then we'll...
Watch it, bro. And watch it in the theater.
We'll talk about it.
And I had not seen a movie with that many people in a while, like maybe decades. I'm old. No, because I normally watch movies in smaller theaters in Madrid, you know, 50 seaters.
So you ended up not being in the front, but also not like middle perfect?
No, not middle perfect. I was in the back, but in the corner.
Okay.
Well, but we still had great seats, and it was...
That's where the best jobs usually come from.
Okay. Believe me, we couldn't have done it here, but...
Forget it.
I recommend the movie, but I wanted to ask you about another pet peeve that happened to me. So one of the first pet peeve is you come in late to the theater. Like, you know, if you go to a play, once the play starts, you can't go in.
You can't go in, yeah.
They might make an exception. Like, if you're 3 minutes late, they get you in sneakily in. Okay, here, sit down. But I get it. Like, hey, you can't come in. But with a movie theater, bro, I understand if you're 10 minutes late. You know, the movie's just starting. You didn't want to see the previews, you know, the trailers. But, dude, the movie has 30 minutes of runtime. Get the fuck out of here, bro. I don't get it. You see people still coming in with their popcorn, their nachos. Motherfucker, get the hell out of here, dog.
I'm just like you. I usually don't go to the theater. But lately, I've been, like, the movie theater. But lately, my lady and I went to the theater. And I fell asleep. But we were there early. Like, the movie's at 7:30.
We're not even with a BJ. You stay awake. That's crazy. Okay, so. Or that's why you fall asleep. No.
And then just because, you know, we were there early, we wanted to get to our seat. We didn't want to be those people. But right. Also, I think, like, 15 minutes before. Like, if the theater's still on, like, the light's still on, you're too early.
Really?
You're too early.
No, I think that's. No, I think you should be there 10 minutes before the trailer starts.
You should be there when they're telling you, like, to turn your cell phone off.
Look,
right before the preview.
Mind people going in while the trailers are happening.
I don't mind
once
either.
Once the opening credits of that movie start, you better be inside that fucking bitch, or I'ma go, you know, Batman, you know, theater, whatever thing.
Wait, what?
What? Okay, so look, another pet peeve. The movie ends. Everybody's getting up. A lot of people. So we're just waiting for a lot of people to leave. You know, we'll leave last. And then I look behind me, and there's this couple. And the girl that's sitting there, this bitch has her boots on top of the seat. And this wasn't like a fucking homeless bitch or whatever. Just a regular, decent, family home girl. And I've talked about this before. People that put their feet up in the bus, in the train, in the movie theater. And it's like rainy season here. You got your boots that are wet. And you put your fucking feet on the seat. And I don't know if maybe it's a problem with me. Maybe I'm too annoying. I'm becoming, you know, older, midlife crisis. But there's something about people putting their feet on couches, on seats, on movie theater seats, that just gets me my blood boiling. I fucking hate it. Do you get that same reaction or feeling, or you don't really care enough?
No, because I'm the one who puts their feet up. But
yeah,
I look at where I'm doing it, right? Like, I'm not going to do it at your house. I'm not going to do it.
But you'll do it at a train, a public train, at a theater?
If there's no one sitting in front of me and the train is, like, almost empty, I sit down and I put, like, my foot in the, like, in the ledge. I don't put it in the seat.
Okay.
But just, like, in the ledge. I'm one of those.
Yeah. I mean.
But if someone's close to me, of course, I wouldn't do it.
I mean, you're not full-fledged the person I hate, but you're, like, halfway there.
Damn.
I just don't understand what goes through people's mind when they're just doing things that are very inconsiderate for the rest. Maybe I'm too considerate for them. Maybe I should become a little bit more inconsiderate.
Maybe you should let go a little bit.
Let go a little?
Let the leash loose a bit.
Okay, let the leash loose. Okay. I think like I should, because I'm becoming like that grumpy choker. Old man. A choker. I have a choker now.
It's tight.
I like it. I mean, it's like both the chain and the bracelet have the same thread.
Did you engrave it?
No.
Is it engraved? No.
No, that's gay.
That you want to put like Kiko?
Nah.
Kiko and your last name? I mean, if you die, they'll be able to recognize you.
So, you know, I had this experience where I didn't want to go to the theater after because I just wanted to rest at home. And then once I was enjoying the movie, I'm like, yes. Sometimes you got to be a yes man. Sometimes you got to say yes to plans and just go. Because we have a tendency, especially us men, to just want to stay home and not do shit. And, you know, granted, we have fun at home. We have our little setup that makes us happy. But we should be saying yes more and being active in plans especially with a girlfriend, because that's what they like, right? Our women, they want to do plans and things, and we don't. And we got to please them, because I feel like otherwise, you know, like the typical scene in a movie where a couple, they're now in their 60s, and she's like, oh, I always wanted to go to Paris, and you always said next year, and then we never went. You don't want to be that person, right? That you cost...
Because then she'll hate you for her.
Yeah, yeah, and she'll fuck the gardener.
Let's just make... Yeah. He's a cutie.
I mean, the boy's cute. All right, I see what he says. He's Timotei. Okay.
Because it has like a little accent.
To be honest, I kind of feel she's not good enough for him.
Kylie?
Yeah, I mean, come on, bro. I see him like this pure, wholesome boy, and she's just, you know, she's from this clan. You know,
maybe,
what I mean?
Maybe he plays with a Cocorino.
I mean, I bet he's having fun eating that, right? I mean, that mango.
As you should.
I mean, that mango juice gotta be good. Let's be real, right? I mean, but I don't think they'll last. He needs to find a good girl. That's what my grandma would say.
I have so many things to say, and
Say them.
I think she likes a kind. She has a. How do you
a
say
type?
It? A type. I think that whole family has a type lately.
But like, okay, go on, elaborate.
No.
Because I thought the type was big black athletes. I thought that was a type.
That's her type, exactly. So, like, Bad Bunny and this guy are out of their type.
Mm. Well, Bad Bunny went out with the same girl before Timotei?
What's the other one? Kendall? Yeah.
Kendall, okay. Those are the... Because the thing is, in our generation, those two girls were minors.
Right. When we were growing up. Like 30-year-olds.
And now they're the, you know, they're the new...
The creme of the crop.
Yeah, they're the new generation of that clan.
Right. I mean, we used to see them as, you know, teenage.
Yeah.
They were teenagers when the TV show came out.
I mean, I'll give them credit. They're looking fine as fuck these days.
Now you can say that.
But yeah, I just think Timotei deserves better. He's a good boy. He's a good kid. But anyways, watch the movie, man. It's super fun. The guy kills it. He's on point, and I believe he's going to be one of the best actors and, you know, even filmmakers of our generation. He's not that young. I thought he was super young. He's 30.
30, yeah.
I thought he was like 21.
Timotei.
I didn't like him in Dune. I feel Dune is whatever. Willy Wonka. Wonka. Yeah, it was all right. Wonka was all right.
You're a Wonka.
You're a Wonka. That's from Harry Potter. You're a fucking Wonka. I think that was Hermione. Hermione. Hermione.
Okay. Mayonnaise. Just like
did you work this weekend or did you have any fun plans?
No, I worked. Right. I worked like a bitch this weekend. Come on. I couldn't even play this weekend.
Would you say you work like a migrant?
Well, that's basically what I am, right?
Yeah, you're a migrant. And you do have a job that's very migrant, you know, adjacent.
I mean...
The kitchen.
There's, I think, 99.8% of the staff is...
It's migrant.
Yeah.
Okay, don't say the name. Ice, don't go there. And what about today? I mean, I know today you're off.
Fridays.
For people that don't know, we record on the day off of Chef Maurice. Are there any plans for today or more of a chill day?
I think today's a chill day because the wife is sick.
Oh, really?
She has a culebria.
Culebria, what's that in English?
I don't know what that's called in English. Maybe let's ask some Google questions. Culebria. Shingles.
Oh, shit. I've heard of shingles, so it's real.
They do exist.
It's not just your wife being, you
know, paranoid,
wanting to get attention. They always do.
Yeah. Described as a painful rash. Yeah, that's what she has.
I heard of shingles. Okay. And is there like a reason why this happens? Do you know what's the cause?
Let's look it up. I don't know. I'm not that well known. But wait. We have to go back to the beginning of your story.
Okay.
You need to be more open to plans with your lady.
Okay.
I think because once you have a kid, you're more restricted in the things you can do. I'm not saying you're going to have a kid now, but, you know, eventually when you do, you can still go out. But, you know, sometimes it's bedtime. Sometimes it's, you know,
he's a few days ago, actually, the condom broke, and this is not even a joke. So I might be on the last, like, 8 months that I can do this.
You still have a chance to, like, you know, go to a building with stairs.
Do you think that me, like, saying, oh, we got to go out and do plans is annoying? I'm going to think of that when I have a kid and be like, damn, I didn't take enough advantage of that.
Yeah.
So I would have enough. I will have a lot of time at home once I have the kid.
Right. Well, for starters, you know, I don't know how it is in Spain, but here at least they gave me six weeks off paid.
Oh, I didn't even know in America they did that.
Yeah. So, I mean, 6 weeks is not enough, but yeah, something was something.
You'll take what they give you.
Yeah.
I believe here they give you, I think, 3 months.
Okay. I ended up taking 4 weeks. And then the other two you could take
later,
throughout the year.
Yeah, that's what I think I'm going to do. I mean, first I got to have a kid. Maybe I shoot blanks. I don't know. And a job, yeah. And a car.
Well, do you think you need a car?
For a kid, yeah. I need a vehicle. For me and myself and my lady, we can do with the public system. But there's something about when I see people with their little baby carts, what are they called? The strollers. Going into the bus and the metro, and it's a hassle. Like, I don't want to go through that.
I think for a place like Madrid, it's very walkable. I understand you still have to take the public transit.
And you can manage. But
just imagine, like, peak hours.
Yeah, peak hours.
And you're with a stroller.
It could be quite, and not every station has, like, an elevator, so you might have to carry downstairs. And, I mean, again,
Mm-hmm. I remember how mad you were because we had to, like, push the stroller.
I wasn't mad.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you.
No, but you know, it takes an extra.
It's a hassle.
It's a hassle.
It's a bit.
I mean, I'm not saying, like, oh, today we're gonna go to the center with the kid. Let's just take the public transport. That way, I can drink and do some of the cocorino. That's fine.
You're also not gonna do it at six when it's peak hours. You would go to the...
Yeah, once you have a kid, you want to have a vehicle in case you need to go to the fucking hospital or whatever, you know.
Okay, I can see your point there. You do...
So then, but if we get a car, then that's going to slow down us getting a house. So we're like, you know, we're going through all these things.
Also, parking must be a bitch around your house.
Thankfully, where we live, we have parking that's not too crazy because it's not right in the center of the city and we get preferential space as residents, so it's not too crazy, but indeed it is quite the in Madrid in general, parking is an issue. It's a thing to keep in mind. You most likely have to, like, pay for a private parking inside the building or whatever. I mean, for a kid, I do want to have a little bit more comfort so that we can go through it, because, you know, having a kid is a lot of work, so I just don't want to make it more work than it needs to be.
I think that you don't need to delay plans. Like, in the sense of, you don't want to go or trace yourself a goal line. In the sense of, okay, I need to have a house. I need to get married. You know, settle that. And then once that is going, buy a car. And then once that is going, then we can have a kid. Because, I mean, look at the age. Just your age. You know, when could that happen? 45? Then you're going to be... Then it's going to feel, at least from my point of view, that the age gap with your son or your daughter is going to be too big. So imagine when she's or he is 20, you're going to be already, what, 70, 60 something?
Yeah.
So
dying.
That shouldn't be... I don't want to put pressure on you and your fiance. You take your time. But it's something to consider. We're not 20 anymore.
No, no, I'm considering it for sure because I do want to have kids. And unfortunately, biology is around the corner and I don't want to have a kid after 40. So I want to have it in the next few years.
And you're already 39 and a half, so...
Well, I'm 36, but yeah, it's the time is closing in. My girl is a little bit younger than me, a few years, so that gives her a little bit more space. But yeah, I don't want to be an old ass guy when my kid is 20. I can't even fucking, you know, play catch with him.
Do you think, right, you don't want to be like not
like they play catch in fucking Spain? But anyways,
in Spain, yeah, just buy a couple of gloves and ball.
I'll do it.
You know that in the pharmacy they sell a kit to see if you're shooting blanks.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
That scares, like, just doing that test scares the fuck out of me.
But it also would lift, you know, this pressure from you. Because you already know, all right, we can't do this. So I know it's not going to happen.
Okay, so what you're saying is
you're not pressured.
Because the test can tell you, hey, you're not shooting blanks, but you're not, you know, you're not too great either. So hurry the fuck up before they all die type shit.
It can show you, yeah, like how, you know, if you're, I think it just says like you're good or bad.
Okay, it doesn't say the level.
Like your gravy is good.
Okay, and if the gravy is good, then I can, okay, but what are you saying? If it's bad, to start looking into it.
Well, if you're not going to be able to have kids, I think it lifts, you know, pressure from you.
No, I mean, if I find out we don't have kids, then I get fucking dumped. No, I'm
sorry. And then, my face was just...
Either no, that or I have to adopt a little Chinese girl. I mean, you know, it's crazy.
You think... Have you had this talk with your significant other? Like,
no, I haven't. I don't think she would leave me, but yeah.
Well, you think she'll feel sad?
I mean, she definitely wants to have kids. The other day we went to visit our friends and she was delighted with the kids and the baby and everything. So, no, she wants kids. I want kids too. So I didn't know I didn't know you could test the gravy in the pharmacy.
When we were trying to have kids, like a year since we started had passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already made a appointment to go check my gravy.
Yeah, because you had been trying for a while.
Right. And then once the appointment was coming, that's when we found out.
That's when you came and you had the kid.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Did you ever get it checked?
No. Well, I mean, no, because, you know, it kind of worked.
Okay.
Maybe if I get a check and they're like, oh, you can't have kids, then I'll start questioning a lot of things.
I have a friend. He's part of the, you know, he's been in the podcast talking about tennis and sports, Mr. David. And he told me that after his second kid, he request, because here you can request it after the second kid through the public.
Paternity test?
No. Through the public, you know, health system.
Sanitation.
Uh-huh. After the second kid, you can request for them to do
a vasectomy. Nice.
You cannot request it if you only have one kid or if you're younger than a certain age. But because he had two kids, they granted him the... I mean, you can still do it if you go to a private thing. But in the public one, they kind of want to like make sure like, hey, you know, maybe you want to have kids later. Like, you know, they're trying to help, you know. It's like euthanasia. They're like, you know, are you sure you want to go? So he did it, and then the way that they tested is they ask him to bring his gravy some weeks after, and they check it to see if everybody's dead. And indeed, everybody did. So would you ever do an vasectomy? That seems like scary, right? Scary.
I don't think it's scary because it's something you go in and out in 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like they snip.
But can they fuck something up and then your pinino's fucked now?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So I have thought about it. At one point, I'm like, if I'm not going to have kids, might as well just wrap it up.
Right, because then it makes it easier for the women, right? Because they don't have to go through all the, you know.
Right.
Putting a plastic bag or whatever.
Right. We can go raw.
you can rot out.
We can go sashimi style.
Sashimi style. You can do meat and potatoes all the way. No, I feel you. Okay, okay. No, but it's you cool, can, it's cool.
There's still, I think it's like a 99. There's still a little, like a 1%.
Oh, you can still get it.
Yeah, but it's very rare. Something like that.
Because a little sperm can still like escape.
Let's look it up. Vasectomy.
Can I, yeah, you check. Can I, does a vasectomy guarantee 100% you won't have a kid? Yeah, if you don't get cheated on.
You know, I used to work with a guy who came from Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Like that's 4 years that's ago. That's a little racist. Okay.
4 years ago. And he had a 2-year-old.
Hmm. So what, his wife kept his gravy in the freezer?
The math ain't mathing, bro.
The math ain't mathing. And he's like, no. Yeah, she was pregnant for 18 months. Oh, okay, bro. I get it.
Vasectomy is nearly 100% effective.
So okay. So there's a very small chance of one little sperm making it.
Yeah.
Fucking little I Am Legend just swimming up like... Dun, 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 dun.
I think you still... You
how
still
can there be full... any chance? I from what I understood, they like cut the fucking
tubes. They cut the lines.
Yeah, they cut right. The line. So how the fuck is it getting there?
I did see somewhere before that, you know, it could have or it could not be 100%. Something like that. Mm. Maybe I was wrong. Or maybe it was the internet, you know, telling okay. me the truth always.
So then now, I mean, you don't have to get graphic or too personal, but because you don't have a vasectomy anymore, do you guys do some precautions to not have another kid now? Or is it just whatever God wants?
Yeah, no, it's the old school way.
Okay.
Well, our old school with me.
You know, okay.
Wearing a sombrero to the party.
Right, all right, okay. So you do take precautions, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we understand where we're at. We have talked about it. We know what we want and how we, you know, but it's a little bit of what I was saying before, you know, how much longer I can delay this to be in a good status where I can have a second kid. Mm-hmm. Right now, I don't have the space.
Right.
Just to start
with that.
If you
had the space and a little bit more money, you'll be down?
I wouldn't say more money. I would say just like a steady 40-hour week.
Okay.
For, you know,
that alone...
would help
you'll be
a
down
lot.
You'll be down like syndrome.
Yeah. Like the syndrome. Yeah, the space is right now is key because we don't have it.
Okay.
Unless
okay,
we
so
move.
Both of you would want a second kid.
Yes, depends ask me depend on the day. Like today I'll say yes, yesterday I think I said no.
Okay, why? Because if your current kid is being too wild, you're like fuck this.
You're like fuck doing it again.
Right. I mean, I visited some friends on the weekend, too, as part of the plans. And, you know, the classic, you go visit, meet the baby, because they just had a baby like a month ago.
Mm. Don't kiss them.
No, I don't do that.
Okay, please.
No.
If you kiss them, just the feet.
No, I don't even touch them. I don't even touch the little things.
I don't even look at those motherfuckers.
No, to be honest, they're like, oh, you want to carry him? I'm like, I don't want anything to do. I don't want anything to happen.
Get the practice.
No, I do got to get the practice. But I asked them, I'm like, hey, like, what's the difference, right? Like, how's it been now with the second kid? And they're like, look, it's a lot easier. We're not as scared. Everything comes natural with the first one. And this is what I expect I will be doing. It's just like, you're going to the hospital. Like, he's crying. And they're like, yeah, babies cry, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. And now with this one, they're like a lot more chill. It's a lot easier. So
I do hear that a lot.
That gave me some, you know, some motivation.
Yeah. The first year, I think I see it could be easier. But also when they start walking, plus the sibling who's older, you also have to pay attention to that motherfucker.
Well, from what I understand, the sibling that's older is very jealous and is always trying to sabotage the baby.
When I was an older brother, I wasn't jealous. We were 8 years apart, so it was a big difference. I wasn't jealous. I was more happy to have somebody to play with, but the age gap was so big.
That right, but you were old, because I think that happened to me too. I was like 8, 9 when my sister was born. So you're old enough to understand like, oh, this is a cool little thing. But the baby that they have, it's like your kid. It's like 2, 3. So him is like, what? I'm not getting all the attention? What the fuck is this?
Right. At that age, you can see it. But I've been in families that they're all, like the kids are all close to each other. like 3, 4, 5, or
yeah,
4, 5, 6, that the bigger or the oldest one like takes care of him. He's very protective.
That's cute.
I think it has to be because, you know, the closeness in age.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the jealousy part is only at the beginning. Then they realize what's going on, and then they become part of the program.
I don't know if you've just seen videos, like moms have dates with the kid before the other one is born. Like they go out and tell them like, oh, you're still special, you're still number one.
Kind of like, me and your dad are going to have another kid, and we might not care about you as much anymore. Okay, so.
I'm trying to remember, did your parents, when your first sister was born, you were what, like 2 or 3?
One.
So you were too young to understand what was going on. Yeah, so that's easier for you. You're growing up with someone already growing up with you.
So exactly. All you remember is like, oh, there's another baby here like me.
What about your other sister, the 8-year gap?
So my younger sister, the one I have a 7, 8-year gap, that one was a fluke. My parents weren't looking to have a child, but they were just doing the old, you know, sexual act.
And I have questions.
And when she was born, we were like, oh, fuck, this was actually a pretty cool experience at the time. Then she grew up and I'm like, fuck, I wish they hadn't done it. But it was
cool.
How
does your sister feel knowing she was not
I mean,
happening?
In technical terms, she was practically adopted, but she was born from my mom's womb.
So she feels great about this situation.
I'm sure if she listens to the podcast, she's like, yeah, that's my brother. I fucking hate him. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it was to us, it was a pretty cool experience because we understood. We were old enough, and it was like, it was very novel to us.
Do you remember when your parents told you? How did you feel?
Damn. I vaguely remember images from that time going to the hospital, but I don't remember them sitting me down and saying like, hey, you know, this is what's going on. I don't remember that part.
I think my mom and my stepdad sat me down. I do remember having a conversation like, oh, you're going to have a sister. But I was 8. So
I remember my sister falling a lot and hitting her head. I swear
to God. That answers a lot of questions.
I swear to God. She endured a lot as a kid. But I understand kids have, you know, they're malleable. They're very flexible and resistant to, you know, your kid. When you guys were staying here, he fucking had a huge hit in his head. And he's fine.
You should see the new one.
What do you mean? He had a bigger fall recent?
He fell like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
He had a golf ball size knock in his forehead. And now it has gone down. So there's like a bruise, and the bruise is in his eye, and it looks like somebody beat the shit out of him. Like, bro, what the fuck? But
like, is it bad? Bad? Like you guys go to the hospital? No,
no hospital. Just eyes. It went down right away, but it was a hit.
And how did he fall? Like, how did he hit himself?
You see, the kids are fucking.
They're just jumping around.
This is where you start rethinking. You're like, don't stand on the chair.
And he didn't
Don't stand on the fucking chair. So he stood on the chair that has wheels, this one that I'm sitting on now.
Right.
And that bitch moved. And his head hit the leg of the table.
Damn.
Fuck. So no blood. That's
no
good.
No blood.
But just a big ass bruise.
And he cried, of course.
Right. So that was last week. And then the next day I had an event at his school where I was going to like go and show shit. And they're like, they call me after I left. They call me like, oh, we forgot to ask you what happened.
What's up with the kid? Everything good at home?
And I'm like, oh, he fell. And I can hear the principal going like, like she didn't believe what I was saying.
Yeah, that's what Rihanna said.
Okay, he fell. Right. He fell.
So like, he fell in these hands, motherfucker. Bah, bah, bah. That's crazy, though, right? Because, like, I bet they have to deal with kids that are actually abused and that they say, oh, he fell.
I think it's part of their
job.
I don't know. Right, to notice or notify the CPH.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing they do like a little report, like, okay, how many times has he fallen this week?
Right.
And then that way they can see, okay, this guy, it wasn't just once. He keeps falling every weekend. So it's a problem. Let's check on Timmy's house. Let's do a little welfare check.
But I think that's how you start, like asking the parents. And the parents who actually do are going to deny it, most likely. Like, oh, no, he fell. Like something I said.
Mm.
But I think eventually they call someone to do a wellness check. Like they actually go visit you at home. They I think it gets to a point where they call someone to do a wellness check and they actually visit you at home.
So they haven't gone to your house yet.
No, not yet.
Let's hope it doesn't. I mean, like that's a classic excuse, right? Like, oh, he fell. Because I mean, what are you gonna say if you really are hitting your kid? Like, oh no, I had him join an MMA event.
I think from the videos I've seen, when those people go into the house, they ask, like they sit down with the child and they ask them, like, does your parent hit you or whatever?
Right.
So it's like that's gonna make you or break you, right?
Gonna make you big,
make you or break you. As a, like, yeah, I mean, if the kid is like, yeah, he hits me, like, you're going to jail, most likely.
Right. I mean, but then there are kids that are actually hit and are afraid of saying the truth because they don't know what's gonna happen with them either. So I mean, it's a whole thing. I mean, it's sad, and you know, we weren't talking really about that, but in this case, it was just your kid fell, and he kind of looked like he had a bruised eye.
Right. They asked me. At that moment, he just had a swelling, but now today, before he went to school, he had a bruise over his eye.
So it was worse.
Yeah. But it's going away. So, you know, that's part of the bruising, like the coloring. That, right now, it's like green-ish.
Do they also speak to the mama?
No. My wife didn't say anything. I think they asked her the next day.
Your wife also had a bruise?
I think if that happens, that's like they have to call the people right away.
Yeah, they have the people at check. That's a red flag right there. They both fell.
I remember when I lived in San Francisco, my neighbor had a wellness check once because he was a user
of drugs.
Of drugs,
like heavy ones.
Yeah, maybe fentanyl. I don't know.
Oh shit! Okay.
And he wasn't answering his people. So I guess they got scared and they called, because I remember seeing the city, like a car from the city there.
Oh, it wasn't like the cops.
And then cops. Because I think that person, they have a name. I can't remember.
Social
right
services?
Now. Social, right. Social worker. They go check, and then if nobody answers, then they call the police. I think that's how it goes. And
right.
I remember seeing the police.
And he was fine?
A couple of times. Yeah.
I mean.
He was like the worst neighbor I ever had, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Dude, there were fights at 3 and 4 in the morning, like yelling one
time. Between him and his partner?
And people. I don't think he had a partner. Like his family is like, fuck you, mom.
So this guy was kind of like a junkie.
Right. He was in a bad state. I remember one time we were sleeping and they broke the window to his house and we heard the whole thing. We woke up. And people with like motorcycles would go into the house. That was also during COVID, so they couldn't kick him out of the apartment because
the renters.
Fresh, and during COVID, they weren't letting anyone being kicked out.
You mean people with motorcycles like gang members type shit?
No, like they would bring their motorcycles inside the house. But not big, not like Harley Davidson. Like little motocross bike.
Okay.
I remember one time I seen a bicycle with a motor on attached. Like it was like homemade.
Like a hybrid.
Right, and then just going in and out of that house.
That might have been like methamphetamines, because they get very like creative and stuff.
Creative.
Like constructing shit. Yeah.
I mean, they were on something.
Right.
And it wasn't weed.
Right. That wasn't the John F. Kennedy. I tell you that much. Okay. That's crazy, bro.
Fucking neighbors.
Last week we had a very deep sort of therapeutical session with you. And I think people, let's see what people say about it, because I think people like, you know, seeing the vulnerable side of you. And today I like that we spoke a little bit more about the, you know, the fine arts, Timothée Chalamet, and yeah, the movie experience. Tell me what you think about the peeves, right? Like people that arrive late to the theater, people that put their feet on the chairs. I mean, am I being too, you know, old, annoying, caring about it? Let me know about that. And also, yeah, how do you deal with, you know, the fact that you might be reaching a certain age, you want to have kids, but you're going to have to hurry, you know, the pressures you feel, you know, how do you look at that? And how do you reconcile with it? And Chef Maurice, well, like as always, thank you for joining. Have a nice week. And for everyone listening, be grateful for what you got today, because we are not promised tomorrow.
And so deep.